T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
623 WCCO Blois is here this morning. Again, I encourage everybody, when you get a chance to check the weather out there, make sure that you let us know what you have as far as maybe boats flipping over or trees down or whatever the damage was on the north side last night when the storms moved through. 81807. I've gotten a few of them already, and any more, we'll pass them along here at about 635 right after the news with Steve. Again, that text number, when you have time, 81807, and we'll share that with the rest of CCLN. Let's head over to Blois Olson this morning, author of The Morning Take. Good morning, Blois.
Good morning, Dave.
Let us talk about our business ranking here in Minnesota.
Yeah, yesterday CNBC came out with their top states for business. CNBC makes a big deal out of it. They roll it out in a big way. And Minnesota moved up one spot to number 3, so they were number 4 last year. And I think, you know, this is one of those things that people can debate both sides of. People will suggest that still the business climate here isn't very good, especially those from the business community. But Democrats and Governor Dayton will point to it and, you know, say, look, we don't need to, you know, lower taxes any further, et cetera. But I think this is also a preview of next year's governor's race. I think this business climate, the job climate, how to attract workers, how to attract more companies is going to be one of the center points of next year's governor's race. And I think this kind of begins to preview how it sets up. The chamber says we all celebrate the assets, but we must be compete to be ready for the future. And so I think it's a narrative that we should pay attention to as we go through the next year.
Yeah, Dr. Paul Voller will join us in the 8 o'clock hour from the University of Minnesota Carlson School, Blois. And I would ask you the same thing as I'll probably ask him later. When you see somebody as big as a Holiday Station store sold, you worry about our local companies going to other people.
Well, I think that's one of those companies that people didn't even necessarily know was local. I mean, their presence is huge. And so the real interesting thing is Circle K that bought Holiday Station Store says they'll keep the headquarters in Bloomington. And you just wonder how long that will last, what jobs are tied to that. And if you remember, we've had plenty of those. And the other thing about Holiday Station Stores is that it was privately held. And I think we don't always celebrate or recognize the large privately held employers in the state, Cargill being the largest and the largest in the world.
Yeah. Elsewhere politically over at the state capitol, is there any movement on what's going to happen? I did talk to the governor yesterday.
I heard that.
And it sounds like an appeal will be made by either side if they don't get the one side doesn't get what they want.
Yeah, I think that's still the plan is all sides are looking at that. I think the governor's got his position and the legislature has their position. The interesting thing is that there doesn't seem to be any urgency to solve the problem. You know, judges can expedite things if they think it's really important, and they clearly don't necessarily think this one is important yet. That may change when it goes to the Minnesota Supreme Court, but for now, we will wait and see. Meantime, other politics that's in court. Yesterday, three-judge panel heard arguments on Minneapolis's sick time policy that the Minnesota Chamber has brought a lawsuit on. And so that could change, too, if they rule shortly. And the Chamber says it, too, would appeal to the Minnesota Supreme Court if indeed they lost at the appeals court currently.
You know, and the other thing that he mentioned that deserves some attention, Blois, said he said here on WCCO Radio was security over at the state capitol and maybe a need to improve that.
Yeah, $37 million is what they say they're going to need, that they increased it, or that they need more money for security at the Capitol. One of the pieces is they feel as though political partisanship and just the tension is causing legislators to be a little more at risk, that they need more presence for security and police officers, and just kind of making sure that they have a safe and secure environment over there. And it's interesting, post-renovation, that they're still finding that they have some security needs over there. So I would expect that to come up in some sort of bill in the next legislative session.
Hey, summertime, could people tour the Capitol right now?
Yeah, it's a great time to tour the Capitol. It's quiet. You probably get to spend more time looking at things and learning. I'm guessing the tour guides take a little more time. So whether it's a, as you know, whether it's a rainy day or a sunny day, it's a beautiful building, and people should just get over there. If you just Google Minnesota Capitol Tours, the number pops up. It's pretty easy to register.
What are those other newsletters you have that people can sign up for?
Well, the whole premise is make you smarter before breakfast with politics, make you smarter before lunch with business. And then we have agriculture and health care. And today we'll publish Ag Take. Yesterday I met with the corn growers, and they look at the next year's governor's race and the upcoming farm bill as big issues for Minnesota. And so we cover those very closely.
Blois, have a great day. And you can link up to Blois's newsletters easily. His email by going to WCCO.com/BLOIS. Good morning, Dave Lee. Here's 70 degrees, partly cloudy skies, winds at about 4. The traffic and weather is next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.